Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, who is aboard the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said, "You are farthest from India, but closest to Indian's heart, and your journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era." He said Parikrama has been a centuries-old tradition in India, and that he has been blessed with the rare opportunity to perform the Parikrama of Mother Earth. Mr. Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and good wishes to Group Captain Shukla for his mission.
आप आज मातृ भूमि से भारत भूमि से सबसे दूर है लेकिन भारतवासियों के दिलों के सबसे करीब है आपके नाम में भी शुभ है और आपकी यात्रा नए युग का शुभ आरंभ भी है अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको हार्दिक बधाई और शुभकामनाएं देता हूं
Group Captain Shubhanshu Shukla said that he is feeling proud to represent India. Sharing his experiences with Prime Minister Modi, Group Captain Shukla said, when he was a child, he never imagined that he could become an astronaut. Captain Shukla said, under the leadership of Prime Minister, today's India offers numerous opportunities to people to fulfill their dreams.
भारत सच में बहुत भव्य दिखता है बहुत बड़ा दिखता है जितना हम मैप पे देखते हैं उससे कहीं ज्यादा बड़ा और पृथ्वी की वननेस की फीलिंग है जो हमारा भी मोटो है कि अनेकता में एकता उसका महत्व ऐसा समझ में आता है बाहर से देखने में कि लगता है कि कोई बॉर्डर एग्जिस्ट ही नहीं करता कोई राज्य नहीं एग्जिस्ट करता कंट्रीज नहीं एग्जिस्ट करती फाइनली हम सब ह्यूमैनिटी का पार्ट है और अर्थ हमारा एक घर है और हम सबके सब उसके सिटीजन्स हैं
Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandviya has said that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has witnessed a historic surge in social protection coverage. It has now reached to over 94 crore citizens across the nation. In a social media post, Dr. Mandviya expressed gratitude to DG International Labour Organization Gilbert Yangbo for acknowledging and appreciating India's transformative journey in building a robust and inclusive social security net. Mr. Hangbo has said that India's social security coverage has increased from nearly 25% in 2019 to 64% in 2025.
In India, for example, a regional forum on responsible business practices for inclusive and sustainable society brought forward very concretely and now the 10 well-documented case studies on how we expand social justice through responsible business practices in addition for moving the social protection coverage for barely 25% to 64%.
In West Bengal, the fourth accused in Kolkata Law College gang rape case has been arrested. The security guard of the Law College was arrested yesterday. The total number of arrests has now reached four in the crime that took place inside the guards room of the college. The 24-year-old victim of the South Calcutta Law College was allegedly raped by two senior students and an alumnus of the institute in the guards room on June 25. Following her complaint, police arrested prime accused Manojit Mishra, Promit Mukherjee and Zaid Ahmed. India defeated England by 97 runs in the first T20 of their five-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham last night. Put into bat, India scored 210 runs for five in the stipulated 20 overs. Smriti Mandhana was adjudged the player of the match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.